Foolish mortal, you dare summon me, Asmodee, Lord of the Burning Ire and Duke of the Nine Hells? You pathetic worm are nothing compared...
Ugh, bother. You don't mind if I drop the voice, do you? It's hell in my throat. Sorry, just my little joke. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Pathetic worm. You humans really do get on my nerves, you know that? A demon can't... All right. I really must insist you stop screaming. It's not going to help anything. Thank you. Where was I that time? Ah, yes. A demon can hardly settle down and relax without some jumped-up twerp of a warlock bugging her every 2 centuries. And then you have to go and incarnate me? Ugh. It's not that I mind having a body so much, you know, it's the transition. Do you have any idea how unpleasant it is being forced to manifest a form of thought and energy into this mundane world, cell by blessed cell, all whilst laboring under the constraint of a binding circle? No. No, you don't. Because I'm the one who has to undergo all that. The sheer inconsiderate temerity you people have. Oh, and another thing, that's Lord of Burning Ire. Ire. Ire, as in rage? No, not iron. Ire. You ought to be more careful when reading out your invocations. You could get yourself into all kinds of trouble mucking up things like that. Oh, well, I guess I can forgive one slip. After all, the rest of the invocation was bang on. I'm here, after all, so you can't have gone too far wrong. Yes, yes, go on. Give yourself a pat on the back. It's the least you deserve, impudent ant. You're not going to start sniveling again, are you? You humans, always so fragile. Don't get all worked up now. We've something to discuss. The matter of payment. What do you mean, what payment? Don't they teach you young warlocks anything these days? Self-taught. Oh, mother of misery, you cannot be serious. All right. Listen up, little warlock. Demonology 101 time. Whenever you summon any sort of spectral, infernal, or otherworldly entity, you must prepare proper payment. Honestly, what sort of warlock doesn't know that? You know the saying, milk for a brownie, etc., etc., that sort of thing? Oh, you don't know the saying. Of course. It's a miracle you even managed to get the circle right, you fumbling... Nope, forget it. You're still bound as, just walk the twerp through it so you can hurry home. Okay, the saying, milk for a brownie, lowliest of sprites... Whiskey for Aloa, pitchest black of nights. Incense for a seraph, holiest of sights. Blood for a demon, evilest of rites. See? It even rhymes, so dull little humans like you can remember it. No, that is not a blood sacrifice. I mean, it is. But what is that? Ugh, chicken. Do you take me for some kind of imp? No, 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 no. This won't do at all. Go on, get me some of the good stuff. You know, human. I'm sorry, what was that? Immoral? I'm sorry, did you miss in the section of titles you read out where it reads, Flayer of Souls, Devourer of Joy, Despoiler of the Innocent? What part of summoning a Duke of the Nine Hells did you expect to be moral? Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news. No offering means no pact. No pact means no circle. And no circle, as you should have read, means some very, very, very bad. Oh? So What are you going to use as an offering?
The
book was right. That is a valid offering. I just, well, that method was written down a long time ago, after all, and I really thought those church fellas had gone and burned all of the evidence of it up, and, it's been kind of, a long time since I've had an offering like this, and yes, it's quite satisfactory. Bring it over so I can have a closer look now. Yes. Of course. I give my oath upon my name that I shall bring no harm against you. Now, bring me that cock. This. I must admit this has become a rather unfamiliar feeling. On my knees, looking up at a human. Oh, but you're not just any human, are you? Of course not. You're a bright, talented warlock, brimming with potential, and... No, of course I'm not flattering you. What would make you think that, idiot? You arrogant little whelp! Did you just... How dare you poke me with your... cock. Well, you're aroused. Is it that exciting, seeing an elder demon of hell itself kneeling in front of you? Oh, I bet it is. I bet you just want to grab me by the horns and stuff that fat cock into my throat and fuck my face until you explode, don't you? Well, not yet. I want to have my fun first. Just stand still. There's a good human, and let me, hold you. This cock, this little warlock is art. Oh yes, it most certainly is. Kneeling before you, wrapping my fingers around it feels so right. I mean, holding it. Yes, because of this. Fuck. It's thick. And heavy, too. That. Fuck, that's strong. Are you sure you aren't demon spawn? Just breathing you in is getting me hot. Fuck. I can feel your arousal. Your cock is so hard, I can feel it throbbing, practically jumping in my hand. And so hot, too. It must be aching right now. So desperately eager. So painfully in need of a warm, wet hole to bury itself inside. Do you want that? Do you want me to wrap my lips around your cock and push it down my throat? Good. Human, you taste delicious. I haven't had a cock like this in far too long. There's something about you humans. You so often disappoint. But then one like you comes along and you... Yes, yes, I'll get back to sucking this fat, fine, delicious. You're, yes, I can tell you're close. Your body is practically screaming it. How I would tease you if I had you in my palace. You would know such pleasures that they would become as agony, and such agonies that they would become as pleasure. Oh, don't look at me like that. I wouldn't hurt you. I don't know if I could hurt you with this magnificent cock attached to you. No, I'm not delaying you, but, you can use my horns if you want. I mean, to brace and, you know, fuck my throat. Yes, I mean it. I won't punish you for it or anything. I'm serious. What, are you scared? You're being offered the opportunity to treat one of hell's nobility like a common whore, and all you can do is stand there slack-jawed and... No. Don't stop. No. No. Don't worry. I said, don't worry. I don't need to breathe. Just fuck. Oh my. Yes. That. I think that is well and truly sufficient payment. You have my compliments, human. Few can measure up to a demon lord. Your cock. You are... very much to my tastes. No. Shut up. I'm not blushing. That's a demonic glow. That is. I'm not blushing. Oh. And human? You'd better be careful. You may think lust is my primary sin, but I can be greedy as well. I know what I want, and you... you will give it to me. In every deliciously sinful way I can devise. Right. So, what did you summon me for anyway?